The COVID-19 pandemic spurred unprecedented spikes in unemployment, widespread housing insecurity, and increased hunger. Tess Goodwin explains how these uncertainties may have contributed to a surge in human trafficking in Idaho.
Many Idahoans unexpectedly lost their jobs this year because of coronavirus pandemic shutdowns. Jennifer Zielinski, executive director of the Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition, says that factor alone has created an environment of desperation that puts people at higher risk for trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Traffickers will hone in on an individual's vulnerabilities, especially by giving them false promises.
Zielinski says promises of shelter, food, clothes, or jobs are all used to manipulate victims of human trafficking. With many individuals isolated at home and in critical need of work, she says calls to the coalition have nearly quadrupled.
Within our crisis calls alone, they've skyrocketed, and every week we're seeing an increase in those calls.
Human trafficking is usually hidden in plain sight. That's why, Zielinski says, it's important to stay vigilant and look out for warning signs that someone is being trafficked, like signs of physical abuse or becoming suddenly withdrawn. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.